Now, for those of you who watch videos on the BBC website, you'll see the second most watched today is one entitled Mental Illness Sufferers Fight for the Right to Die in Canada. Have a listen to some of the radio version of the report.
Tried a lot of drugs. Gabapentin, currently on Tegretol. Clomipramine, did not enjoy that. Effexor, a multitude of hypnotics, which are...
At his father's office in the basement of his home in Windsor, Ontario, Adam Meyer Clayton lays out the bottles of pills he's been prescribed.
Lots and lots of drugs, lots and lots of therapy. When all this stuff doesn't work, and you're not getting better really at all, now is where it gets kind of shady and kind of scary, to be honest.
In April, Adam Meyer Clayton took his own life after suffering for years with mental health problems that first emerged in childhood. His condition deteriorated significantly after experimenting with cannabis 4 years ago. He experienced crippling, burning pain throughout his body that couldn't be explained by any physical illness. Any kind of cognitive activity, reading, writing, even talking for more than a short time, made the pain worse and left him incapacitated for hours. Before his death, Adam became a vocal activist. In social media posts and on YouTube videos like this one, he argued, calmly but unwaveringly, that his condition was incurable and he should be given medical help to end his life.
For me, I can say I don't want to die, but I surely refute living like this. I will never live like this on a long-term basis.
Well, that was a piece by the BBC's Stuart Hughes, and we can speak to him now. So, Stuart, just take us right back. Legally, what is the position for people in Canada if they want to have medically assisted suicide?
Well, Canada changed its law last year. It introduced a bill called C-14. It's quite a controversial piece of legislation, even though it's quite narrow in scope. And in Canada at the moment, in order to be eligible for what they call MAID, medical assistance in dying, four criteria have to be met. Your condition has to be incurable and serious. You have to be in advanced stage of decline. You have to be enduring suffering that is regarded as intolerable. And crucially, your death has to be reasonably foreseeable. So these are sort of end-of-life situations. Now, what Adam Meyer Clayton was arguing was that that doesn't go far enough. He wanted the situation to be in Canada to be more like that in Holland and Belgium. There, people with mental illnesses can say to a doctor and a psychiatrist that they believe their psychological suffering is intolerable and they should have the right to die. That's not something that is allowed in Canada, and that's something that Adam Meyer Clayton was fighting for.
I know you spent time with Adam, so tell us a little bit about the man, his life.
He'd already passed away by the time I went to Canada to cover this story, but I did spend a lot of time with his family and his friends, and they talked very warmly about him. They said he was a very intellectual guy. They say he was a great sportsman. And his friends said to me that you wouldn't know that there was anything wrong with him if you just looked at him. And I guess that's one of the difficulties that many people have in understanding the kind of condition he had, a condition called somatic symptom disorder. He suffered burning pain throughout his body that left him incapacitated. But on the outside, he looked perfectly well. He worked out, he was a very fit guy, and he looked perfectly normal. But behind that physical appearance, he was clearly suffering a very, very significant and in his mind intolerable psychological suffering. And he was convinced that this was a condition that he wasn't going to get better from.
And I know watching your report online, really moving statements from his mother, from his father, talking about the challenges he faced and how he died alone because of this law. He died in a hotel room. He couldn't have his family around him as he would have wanted. What is the response from the authorities? Is there traction behind this idea of changing this legislation?
Well, one thing a number of the people that I spoke to in Canada said was that this is a debate that Canada wouldn't have been having a year ago were it not for Adam Meyer Clayton's activism. I've got to say there is quite a significant amount of opposition to the concept of assisted suicide for people with mental illnesses. One person I spoke to, Professor Trudeau Lemons from the University of Toronto, he's looked at the examples of Holland and Belgium where this kind of euthanasia is allowed. And what concerns him is that people with mental illnesses can get better even after a significant amount of suffering. And it's very difficult to discern at an early stage who are the patients who are going to get better and who are the ones who aren't. And he said very bluntly, dead people don't talk. So the concern for opponents to any expansion of the euthanasia laws in Canada are concerned that if an out, if you like, is offered to people with mental illnesses, if people who are clearly suffering, if they're given the opportunity to take their own lives, we'll never know whether they could have got better and we'll never know how they got better. So there is a lot of concern that there might be some inevitability if the law were to be expanded, that once medically assisted dying was made available to people with mental health problems, more people are going to take advantage of it, people who perhaps could have got better.
Thank you. That is the BBC's Stuart Hughes. And I know from conversations we've done before here on the BBC World Service, speaking to people who are terminally ill, saying that they have at times wanted to take their own lives and then change their minds. And that is what many people who are opposed to this have concerns about, that if you change your mind, as Stuart said there, dead people can't speak. Your thoughts welcome, of course, on this story, as on any of the others we're talking about on today's OS. We're at BBC OS on Twitter.